Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Yeah, meatballs on your balls. It's an Italian dish.
Yeah.
What do they call that Italian dish?
Meatballs on your balls.
Oh, okay. Just they're real direct with it.
A pair of meatballs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Lasagna is like a layered Italian dish, and then the spaghetti is like... You know, like spaghetti with the sauce, and I guess they are
your mom's spaghetti, though. That's the question.
That's how Jodie Foster was eating meatballs back in the day.
But meatballs on your balls. Yeah,
that's right. Like Eddie Murphy when he was having that dish eaten on that lady on the balcony in a foreign country. Jodie Foster was doing it like ball style.
Balls
is ball style.
Think of ball style. Is that a like?
You get a Drew, right, with super sags.
Yeah.
And then, like, you just pull it out, put it on, like, a nice linen cloth, right? And then you just...
Like you're presenting a wine?
Yeah, and you got to have the meatballs pre-cut because you're putting them on balls. So you got to be a little bit more careful. Mm-hmm. But she's sturdy with the hands and a fork, you know what I'm saying?
She's sturdy but dirty, you know what I'm saying?
Can't be any geek off the street.
You know what I mean? Earn your keep.
Got to be handy with the steel.
Mm-hmm. Meatballs on balls.
Gotta be handy with the meatballs.
That's right.
Gotta be handy with that marinara.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's the worst part. Marinara's a little hot and you're the ball guy.
Give it to me.
I like sizzle.
I like that, like, Drew and Drew's people are the ones that are hired. It's kind of like a Hooters. You know, you hire girls with big boobs, but this place, you hire guys with really elastic-y ball sacks.
It's called SAGS. S-A-G-Z.
That's Drew's demographic.
Right.
These are my people.
Yep. Welcome, Ben.
You know, I think I'm gonna go back on a sabbatical. But
well, we have gotten out of that Halloween time frame. It was a hell of a month. Mm-hmm. Thanks to all the guests that showed up. Thanks to Wes for booking it.
Love you, Wes.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a really, really good year for us for Halloween.
Yeah.
But we have gotten out of Halloween.
Yeah.
And every November, we have our 30-year shows. So we got to bring back Biff to do 1993 songs.
Yeah.
Or
get that mixtape going.
That's right. So 30 years later, you get me. 1993, and the draft pod is the place to be. Swearing in like we Billy C. Before the stained dress, he became the 42nd Prez. Other Bills lost three straight, this time to Dallas. Chicago won three straight, and Jordan cemented his legacy. Stepped away in baseball, brought in teams to South Beach and the Rockies. Little Benny probably hyped like when we saw Topanga on our screen. All of us jealous of the little homie Corey. But we had some young beauties that made us all go, wow. Ashley, DJ, Laura, Myra, Tia, Tamara, and Al. Damn, what a time to be alive. TJIF every Friday night. And we also started to discover music on our own. Music videos and recording mixtapes had our minds blown. Adult contemporary grunge, pop, rap, and R&B. Shit was so eclectic and more carefree. So we hop over the couch to hit record and play on our tape decks to get our own mixtape to move our necks. Playing it over and over in our Walkman. Tape gets loose and we get a pencil in hand. Spin that shit like a ballerina of sorts, just so we could play it again like sports. The vibes were immaculate for us as a preteen, all amped up on Crystal Pepsi. So like McFly, we hop into our time machine to draft best songs of 1993.
Hell yeah.
That was fire, bro.
Yeah. Was that it? Get your 13-year-old weeder kind of Peter heater?
Yeah, for sure.
Was 1993 easy for you guys?
Super easy.
Yeah.
It was, well, it was hard because there was so much shit that I loved, but it was super easy in the fact that, like, there was enough songs to, like, get very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I think 1990, I do mean this.
Honestly,
in 93, like, when we started discovering music, probably, like, on our own, right? Because, like, before you're listening to music, a lot of it is, like, what people are playing around you, all that kind of stuff. Maybe you get some, like, cool school kids who've heard some other things, and somehow you get a listen. Mm-hmm. But, like, around that time, around somewhere between, you know, 9 to 11, you start to, like, discover music on your own, and it's the coolest shit ever when that happens.
Yeah. I was, it's interesting because I, like, doing research for this, I was probably like 12 when I got my first CDs. And one of the first CDs I got was in, I guess it was in 1995. And one of the first CDs I got was released in 1993. And I was pretty excited to see that.
Dude, that is crazy. Yeah. I had like the same type of thing.
Yeah.
So some of the things on here were my first tapes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I was kind of hard too, because I kind of just went through and, like, you know, what was released that year and all that kind of stuff. It was hard picking, like, just one song from some of these albums. Like, yeah. I still have, like, there's a couple that I've written down a couple songs, and I will just get to it when
Should we do a last minute switch on the draft?
What do you mean?
And go nuclear?
Oh, I'm down.
Oh no! Oh! Wait.
Who wants to go nuclear?
Like you can't take it from an album if somebody else has already taken it.
Basically, an artist gets picked, other songs off the deck. Unless you use a steel card, then you can replace the song that they drafted. So, like, if you drafted Kenny G, and they took one of your Kenny G songs, you know, or they took Kenny G, but they didn't take your favorite Kenny G song. You can switch it out with another Kenny G song. And I probably shouldn't have said that since I have Kenny G on my list.
I mean, that's yipes.
I'd be okay to do it. I mean, Ben, it's up to you, Ben. We want you to be. Oh, shit. Look at this.
Let's go nuclear.
Look at this.
Yes. That means we get, at the very least, 20 different artists on our teams, which is. I think that's fantastic because there's a lot of different genres and styles.
Like, I forgot to do that.
Sorry. All good.
Okay.
There's a lot of different genres and styles. So I think this might be a little bit all over the place, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, let's roll these balls.
Yep. Drew, tell the people where we're at, and then we'll explain Rumpelstiltskin.
JabroniU.com. You can find all the great shows on JabroniU Network, such as Why Do We Ever Meet, New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Flow and Tell, Ceramic Cat, and Biff Radio. Which is our, you know, the gentleman picking with us is the host of Biff Radio, and much, much more. Although I tell you, I mean, it's a good thing you put out that last episode, because I have to grieve every Friday that a new Biff Radio isn't on my feed. So, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just have to keep listening to that same episode. So
I'm building the non-existent buzz for it. the buzz the that is not there. And yeah. Actually, there's buzz in my ear, but that's because I have tendonitis. So unrelated.
Tendonitis goes in the ears, does it?
Question mark?
I'm just curious.
Join us Friday. Find out. Yeah. Or not.
Man.
It's just All right, and this song is, and it's just all fucking.
I'd like to think that my podcast is Schrodinger's podcast. Is it there or is it not there? Like, I'm just, yeah. day, just like I'm just gonna record, like, oh, Ben put it in an hour podcast. It's just him sleeping. You can just hear the
Where's Waldo podcast.
All right,
yeah, it's out there. It's just under different names.
Go check out the Joe Rogan podcast. It's actually
GIF. GIF Radio coming soon.
So who's got a steel card? I do.
Me?
Ben does.
Ben?
I do all of us?
No.
Everybody but Drew.
Drew doesn't.
But Andy, didn't you just, stole one from me like a week or two ago, right?
Yeah, I had two.
Okay.
Because I won something. Yeah. And then I tried to give you guys, I won something on my birthday.
Drew, you have
and
a
I tried to give you both a steel card so that I could get two more. And you guys said no.
Yeah, sanctity of the draft.
We sanctity of the draft. We can't do Come that. On now.
Yep. Yeah. But we got a new rule in place. Shout out to Courtney. It's called the Rumpelstiltskin. So, in other words, if somebody takes a pick and it's so bad or whatever you're playing strategy that you're like, no, you have to keep that pick, it's called the Rumpelstiltskin. So then that way, if somebody uses the Rumpelstiltskin on your pick, you can't trade out of it. You can't steal card out of that pick. You can't add drop. You're stuck with that pick that you took there. And you have one of those, Ben. I have one of those. And
I have one.
James or Drew has one of them. Drew uses Rumpelstiltskin on me on Rumpelstiltskin, didn't you?
No, I think our guest used it on you.
Courtney used it on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we all have Rumpelstiltskins left.
Yeah.
And then, okay, what about re-racks? Has anybody used a re-rack?
Ben has a re-rack.
I do.
I don't have one.
Re-rack, explain to me re-rack.
So I'm going to tell you what the order is here for picks, and if you don't like it, we can re-roll these balls.
Okay, got it.
So Andy got first pick, James second, Drew third, and Ben, you rounded us out.
I'm going to keep it. I'll keep it.
You keeping it? All right.
But Drew...
I'm going to have to, like, I really should have a little scoreboard for all these things now that, like, the rules are stacking up.
They're stacking.
So for 2024, I'll get something little.
We should just keep track of it on our
re-rack.
On the sheet here.
A re-rack, a rumple, and a steal.
Oh, man. Oh, first overall pick. There's some pressure to this 1993.
What were they again?
Andy got first pick, James second, you're third, and Ben, you ran us out.
Okay.
All right, Drew, you don't want to do anything further then. You're good?
No, I like three.
Okay.
I like me.
Okay. Nuclear rules, right?
Nuclear.
Yeah. All right. Nuclear. All right, Drew, I'm about to start Andy on the clock. There's nothing else you want to do, right?
Nope.
You're good to go, right?
You're good to go, right?
Yeah, I'm going to push this button, and then there's no turning back, so...
Mike.
Okay.
What's Andy, that, Ben?
Mike?
Okay.
Sorry. It's the thing that, like, the Nuggets do whenever anything Michael Porter Jr. does, the entire locker room was, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are.
The
first overall pick.
Here it is.
Step back in.
Fuck it up.
Through your baby, little young minds. Mm-hmm. Maybe you weren't even born. Step in to your parents' vaginals.
Uh-huh.
And then go in their memory. Back
both,
up.
Both of our parents' vaginals?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay.
And here's what we're doing. I am taking this pick. Because I think I have so many picks that you guys will not select that I'm going to go and play a little defense. And I think this song is worthy of a top overall pick. This might surprise some people. Not going hip hop. Not going New Jack. Not going R&B. Your boy is going off the board. Counting Crows, Mr. Jones.
You motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Yeah.
It's definitely on my list.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Man.
On my list.
Yeah.
Not high, though.
You hear that organ that they added to it? Man, that must be a remaster.
Oh, good.
This was massive, though.
Yeah, it was.
And the music video, just like him in like that like muted room almost.
Yeah.
And he had the hair. I fucked with the hair.
Like I was saying,
this the song was dope as shit.
This thing before like we got online, like this is like, I was 10 in 93, so this is the time when I started I remember things.
Yeah.
Not super clearly, mind you, but mm-hmm. like I remember things. And I remember like the music video, I remember hearing the song, and it's just, yeah, this is a, like, especially going back to it, I love this album. And even though I think it's not the best song from the album, not my favorite song from the album, but it's a great song.
Yeah, to me, I don't know every song off the album. I know this one. I like that dude's voice. I think the song's fire too. Like, it holds up, like, not just being a piece in time from 93. Like, the lyrics and shit still hold up to this day, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, this was one CC. Going through the, like, you know, I was looking at, like, albums released that year, and, like, I saw Counting Crows, and I was like, let me put that down on the list, and then I went into the track listing, and I was like, okay, yep, this is the one, so let me go ahead and throw this on there. Yeah, it was huge, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, shit, here we go. I'm up. Now I got to beat Mr. Jones.
And me.
What did Mr. Jones do?
I got to beat his ass right now.
Oh, man. Dude. Fucking Taz talks about him every episode now.
I don't know where I should go, because I could ruin date. Are you talking? Are you saying something I should have got?
No, you're not going to get that. Okay, one, but good. Drew and Ben probably will.
I could fuck up Drew's whole day right now, or
could you?
Or just go from my heart, I guess. I'm going to go from my heart. Here we go. This is I got to see these guys in concert, and if you want to see a fucking arena rock show and get your fucking balls rocked right the fuck off,
meatball style,
go see Smashing Pumpkins. We'll smash your pumpkins right out of your shorts. And I'm going Cherub Rock.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wait, a different one.
Siamese Dream came out this year, and this is probably my favorite Smashing Pumpkins album. So,
I had Today.
Oh, it's an amazing song.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
But this was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. So fucking good. You were talking about Billy seeing your rap, Andy.
I know. He threw that out there, and I was like, wait, Billy? Oh, President.
Yeah. And then I went with Other Bills. The dude, well, what's funny is, speaking of Bills, this dude kind of looks like Bill Burr.
Billy Corgan?
Yeah. I think so, right?
I guess he does look like Bill Burr.
I mean, he's bald.
Yeah, Bill, he's a bald.
Did you know that Toby Nwigwe didn't know who Bill Burr was until he met the man?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's in his song. That was supposed to pop Andy, and he barely popped. I'm very sad now.
No, it popped.
It was a silent pop, Ben. Sorry. He internally popped. He could have been inside him in that moment.
He was like in Japan. He was cheering in his heart.
You would have understood.
Bill C.
Alright. Drew.
All right. I'm going to go with a song that when I heard this group, I was like, yes. And I remember hearing them way back when. And so this song fucking like came out and it was insane in the brain because like, even though I know there's an obvious pick for me in 93, I wasn't really spinning that record yet.
Yep. But makes sense.
Cypress Hill fucking came out and boom. I was just like, yeah, these guys are fucking amazing. And especially like the song was just, it was fucking huge that year.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't try to screw you over then.
Yeah. I was going to let you guys do your things, but yeah, man, Cypress Hill there. And they also had, Hits from the Bong was on Black Sunday.
Yep. I want to get high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember going over to my friend's house, Randy. Shout out Randy.
Randy!
I don't even know your last name. I don't know how we were friends. But I went over to your apartment complex.
He had his own apartment?
His parents.
How fucking old was Randy? I don't know if you're talking about this real quick.
I was 11. Randy was 26. He had his own place. He drove a Camaro.
He had a Genesis, and so he could do anything he
wanted. He had a
Z28. No, for real. I was like 11 or 12. I went over this. This might have been 93. This might have been 94. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't heard the album. I had heard Insane in the Brain. I feel like, and he had the album and we just played the album like several times and we're just dancing around like idiots, in his, little bedroom with bunk beds, to this Cypress Hill album.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I always thought it was cool too. Cause like the album kind of looked like it was like, it almost looked like it would be like a metal band's album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's like, He like pulled it out. I was like, oh, I don't really want to listen to rock. And he's like, no, man, wait, you know?
Yeah, they totally copied Korn on that album cover.
Yeah, they sure did.
All right, like Ben, here we go. Ben.
I'm an agent of chaos, well established. And so with my first pick, I remember seeing this tape in my friend's desk.
Yeah.
They were hiding it because it had to be hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a gin and juice from Snoop.
Damn it.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Oh, that's, I was so trying good. To hold off.
So I it was actually, it. For me, it would have been, Who Am I? What's My Name?
Yeah.
But like,
and I was going to go with it was in the case.
In between those two on that album.
But yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, it's a great album. It's a great album. Obviously, Gin & Juice is.
It's an all-time classic. All-time, yeah.
But like, it's a good album.
Yeah.
It's a good album with some deeper cuts. I mean, obviously, Murder Case was gave you like that MTV Music Awards. That was just amazing.
Yeah.
But no, it's just. It stands the test of time. It is one of those things where you can put it on at a party. Doesn't matter the age of the people. It's going to get them up. But if you get some like people our age, shit.
This is like G-Funk at its absolute core. There's even a song called G-Funk Intro that's badass. It's like a couple minutes long. It's just shit ton of G-Funk. Oh,
I definitely wanted this too.
And this has been like done over time and time again, and each cover is absolute heat.
Hell yeah. Snoop's voice is, it's just velvet, man.
Dude.
I love it.
He had the best voice in hip hop, like in like 93 to 99 or something. Like, his voice was just like nobody could replicate Snoop. When you heard Snoop, you knew it was Snoop.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking A.
Bach.
All right. Ben, you're back.
I see that's why I wasn't sad about getting the fourth pick because the back to back. But now see, like, I can go a couple different ways. I can continue to ruin people's day. Or I can be true to myself, which is still ruining people's day. So but I'm gonna be nice and I'm gonna go with in our group we have a group chat we have talked about a couple months ago, weeks ago. Time is a construct. Who would be considered the new Grateful Dead? And I think the consensus was on this. So give me Daughter from Versus Pearl Jam.
Hell yeah.
That was my pick off that album too.
Great album. Another great album. But if I'm just going with, at this point, a lot of these songs would be the songs that like are just kind of the bigger hits because that's what I would have known really, because this was solely a radio guy with every now and then getting a tape single because that was the thing.
Hell yeah, it was.
Song was, I remember my sister, she would have been 13 at the time, so she was a little bit cooler than me. I remember her playing this, and just good shit.
Hell yeah.
Seen Pearl Jam live, and I would really like to have this broken. Show, and I've listened to a lot of their live shows, but I've never actually seen them before, so maybe that would be 2024.
Yeah, they don't play a lot. My my oldest brother is a huge Pearl Jam fan, and he was it a couple years ago when they did like the four shows. Like it was just a four place tour, and all they did was stadium. Like he went and watched them at Wrigley.
Oh shit!
Yeah. And that's it was awesome. Like it was cool because like the shirt, like he showed me the shirt, and like it was like a Pearl Jam shirt that was like kind of done in the style of like the Chicago Cubs and stuff like that. Like
yeah.
Oh, that's
you know, like they made like unique merchandise for each one. But yeah, I think it was, Seattle, Chicago, New York and Miami or something like that. Like it was not a that was their tour that year.
Yeah. Even Flow would have been my song from this album.
Was that on this album?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
Oh, it was bonus live CD. Okay. Never mind then.
No.
So yeah, see, there you go. I didn't know the album. I looked at this thing that said Verse Tour Bonus Live CD, and this was on that.
Yeah, okay.
So never mind. This is
the most known song off the album, but like, it's still a lot of really good Pearl Jam songs.
Yep. Yeah, Dissidents on it, Elderly Woman, Behind the Counter. What else is there? Rearview
Go,
Mirror.
Animal,
yeah.
Glorified G. WMA Blood, Rearview Mirror,
Fart Doctor. I think that's one of them on that album.
Ah, yes, Fart Doctor.
Yeah,
no. He was a fart doctor.
Damn. Okay.
I don't know. How we'll go, but
it's back to Drew.
Sorry, yeah. Pearl Jammers.
I am so torn because.
Wait, why are you sorry for Pearl Jammers?
I just said a song that's not on the album was on the album.
Oh.
at least it wasn't your pick.
You can send all of your hate messages to Wes Allen at gmail. No idea if that's just email or not, but let's go. Let's try.
Let's try. It sounds legit. Right.
Yeah.
Wes email 69420.
It could be Wes Allen, but yeah.
Actually, it's Wet Allen. He thought it was funny.
Oh.
He's like, it's one letter off, but it's wet. Do you get it?
I guess he was voice doing it. That's amazing. Cash? Start calling dad wet.
I just got out of the shower, and then I thought of it because I was wet.
Shower thoughts with Wet Allen.
Who's Wet Allen? There's nobody home.
I think people know my love for a certain group, so I'm going to just keep rolling with what I was probably listening to in 93 and give me this was one that was tough to decide on, and but I think I'll just go with Heart Shaped Box. It was between that and All Apologies, but like, yeah. I mean, this was such a good album, like just like top to bottom, In Utero is amazing, but.
Chelsea, Memphis, yes. Mm-hmm. She did a version of the song. It was actually amazing.
Oh, cool.
Hell yeah. So fucking
I think
good.
I would have gone this one too, Drew.
Yeah.
I would have gone All Apologies.
It's close.
Yeah. It's such a good album, top to bottom. Like, it's, you really can't go wrong. Even, like, I remember as a kid being like, rape me.
Dude, that thing was, I know it doesn't play as well now, but like, that thing was a bop.
Yeah.
And it was on the radio and shit too.
Yeah.
Did you play that at the creepy apartment guy? You still like
at Randy's?
Yep. I tucked in my dong, took my shirt off, took my pants off, kept my socks and shoes on. And
this is what I
danced around.
This is one of my 10-for-1 tapes I got from BMG. So
yeah,
or whatever it was, 5-for-1. This was one of my first tapes.
Yep, I made it radio friendly though. I said rate me like 1 out of 10.
I remember then. There was like a radio version of the song, and it was like "Wake Me" or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard this on the radio. I know that.
Oh no, they definitely called "Rape Me," but I remember they would just the way they would like sell those ones at Kmart that were like edited and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you went to Ace Hardware, it was "Rake Me."
Yeah.
It was dependent on what establishment you were in.
Yeah. Oh, you go to a running store and it's "Race Me."
Fantastic.
All right. So, what should I do here?
Not pick a song I want.
The possibilities are endless. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. You go to a steak place and it's "Rare Me."
Rare Me, my friend.
Rare Me.
I'm going with this. Here we go. This band is fucking incredible, and I've loved their music since I started loving music. So I'm going with the Cranberries' "Dreams."
Motherfucker!
Dreams,
God
even.
Damn it.
Wow. I was going "Linger."
I know.
Me too.
I just love this fucking song.
I thought that was for that.
You know what, James? You're right.
It's so good.
Dude, I'd hear this shit on like 3 radio stations. Like,
yeah.
It would be like a pop one, a rock one, and then like fucking Delilah Weeb would play this bitch.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
They still, when I was over in Ireland, there's still like lots of stuff for her.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the rugby World Cups. Ireland went far, and they were singing like "Zombie" as kind of like one of their pump up songs. The entire crowd. So,
one of the greatest songs of all time, right there.
Just that band alone, my God! Like everything that they've done is so fucking good.
What's her voice, man?
It's so good. I know. Fuck.
Ugh. Woo.
All right.
Oh man.
Back to Andy.
Yeah. Okay. So I haven't figured out if I'm hurting Drew or not here. But I'm happy because I get them one song or another. I'm back and forth. I don't know what I'm going to go with. Yeah. I'm going to go with Electric Relaxation, Tribe Called Quest.
That's exactly the song I fucking had.
Ooh, yeah. God damn.
Yeah. One I have too.
And this is the song that played on the first two seasons of the Wayans Brothers. After the We're Brothers, We're Happy, yeah. And We're Singing, and We're Colored, Give Me a High Five. And then they slap the camera, and then Electric Relaxation comes in. It's one of the smoothest transitions in television intro history.
I almost just picked this too right before. Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drop you insane, drop you up the wall. Staring at your own piece, very strong. Fuck. So fucking good.
It's so good.
So fucking good.
Oh.
God, it was so good.
93. My
mom. Yeah, this is Midnight Marauders, which I'm back and forth for like my favorite Tribe album. And actually occasionally even the 2016 one or whatever pops in my head. Like it's that fucking good. But this is Midnight Marauders, so you know, one of the two best albums they have, Legendary. I was between this one and Award Tour. You know, they're both so fucking good, but Electric Relaxation, there's something about like the beat and the vibes, and I don't know. It's just can't replicate it.
Can't beat those vibes.
Can't beat that meat.
But.
All right.
We're going vibes. I'm pumped because I thought James was going to take this with one of his first two picks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And I'm going, again, there was two songs I was between. But with going electric relaxation here, I can go a little bit harder. So I'm going to go to the harder of this person's two songs that like was in consideration. So I'm going to go with UNITY.
Oh,
Queen
fuck.
Oh,
I did. I have it on my list. That's why I'm able to
fight. James always do this too.
I know.
Who you calling a bitch? Oh man. Song so fucking good.
He slapped my booty. He was nasty.
Dude, I remember having a conversation with someone at work that's like that was way younger, and it was so cool because they were like Queen Latifah, like the actor and like the talk show host. She was a rapper, God. And I was like, yes, it was pretty cool because I got to put together a playlist for the person. And they were just like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, she is hard as fuck. And then, like, also, like, then she comes in with, like, Just Another Day. You get, like, the singing aspect. Oh, but, yeah.
Oh, she's legit.
Who you calling a bitch?
Again, the music here. Like, in the... Oh.
Yeah. That saxophone, man.
And you know I love some good sax.
Oh, man.
Hey, now. That sounds like sex.
You are a sax fiend.
Yeah, I love a good sax club.
Sexual deviant.
Everybody fucking saxing.
I could sax for hours.
A sax here, sax there, sax below me, sax above me, sax in front of me, sax behind me. Just sax everywhere.
I want to learn how to play the saxophone now and name my album Sexual Deviant.
Yeah.
Dude, what's crazy is like somebody could hear that and then also think that I was saying S-A-C-K-S.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like meatballs and shit.
Exactly. Sax on my right shoulder, sax on my left, sax on my right nipple, sax on my left, sax on my butt, sax on my toes, sax on my feet, sax on my calves. Saxon everywhere.
You're getting saxed from all angles.
Yeah. I have calves, though. That's the one that causes me pause.
You know, why not? When the music hits right.
I gotta put my sax on your calves.
Sax. Sax.
Sax. All right, here we go.
Shout out Fifth Avenue.
Shout out Fifth Avenue.
Shout out overpriced clothes and horrible, I don't know, perfume.
No, just the street. Shout out to Fifth Avenue, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Damn. Everybody's got a Fifth Avenue in their town. You know what? Tomorrow's Fifth Avenue Day. Go to your local Fifth Avenue and just see what's there.
Okay. Well, I will.
I don't know what part of Cleveland it is. I don't think I want to be there.
All right. Here we go. This is what I'm going to do.
Don't worry. Everybody else will be there, Ben. It's fine.
Good.
All right.
It's going to become a national phenomenon.
There's two songs here I'm trying to pick between the one that I want to take right now, but I'm going to go with Tupac. And I'm going to...
There's several songs here.
I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to go with...
Make the right choice, James, because this was going to be my next pick.
Make the right choice.
Keep your head up. Let me put...
Yes, that is the right choice. Okay. That's my favorite Tupac song.
Gonna hit your head up. Whoa.
I was very close to going with I Get Around.
There's a lot that's on strictly for my word I can't say.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, dude, I literally had it in my jokes. Andy, what's the name of this album?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Ooh Child sample, though, is so fucking hot.
Strictly for my people in Paris.
And what kind of people eat?
You know,
Parisian.
Wait, hold on. Damn it, you still got me into a hole.
Hell yeah. I just wanted to hear a little Tupac rap. It's really good. You know, that song's got a really strong message, too, so.
Yeah. And then, like, this was
to
like.
Keep your head up.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know. This album is really underrated and actually really good, though. Like, if you listen to it. People listen to, like, two songs from it, but, like, there's a lot more there. Oh, yeah. And you got Holler If You Hear Me.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Holla, holla.
Holla, 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 holla.
Damn.
All right, Drew.
All right, Drewski.
All right, well, yeah. It's this charade has gone on long enough. The only problem is what fucking song.
Oh, so that's
you know
that's
what?
Where,
like,
that's where I was torn. I was like,
so I guess because of that, there's only one explanation. Like, there's only one way to go because all their songs ain't nothing to fuck with. So Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing.
God!
To fuck with. Oh shit!
Okay.
One away. I was one fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is tough. I probably would have.
And then James, you sent us that fucking Method Man thing today, which was fucking crazy.
Oh, I know, dude.
Like, it was him breaking down like all his lines and stuff from Method Man.
Yeah.
And like he's like, yeah, I just stole. Hall and Oates, I stole the Beatles, I stole what was the other one? But yeah, like Hey, You Get Off My Cloud was fucking who was that? It was somebody else. But yeah,
Stones,
it was just like
right?
Is
it Rolling Stones?
I can't remember, but yeah, like dude, it's just so crazy. Like he's just like, yeah, that was just me stealing lines or melodies from everything else.
Oh. Man.
So it's really like what's really cool about this is in one of the RZA's books, he talks about how the fact that when he recorded this, he basically had a board set up for every single person because like that's why they're so unique on this album, is you can fucking like, because he went in and did the EQ for everybody, and like if Method Man came in, he fucking brought out his shit, and then like if whoever came in next, like he brought in their like specific fucking tones and everything like that. So that's why there's like you can pick out everybody on this album.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Oh man, this is so hard, because like literally I think you could have 6 or 7 songs here.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day I probably would have gone Protect Your Neck. But like, yeah, you're winning whatever you take.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, there's Cream, there's fucking Method Man, there's Bring the Ruckus, like
Shame on a Person in Paris.
Yeah, shame on a Parisian.
Oh man, you got Cream, which was literally like an acronym people still use to this day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Cream is so ubiquitous that it's in Fortnite.
I know. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The emote is Cream, which is
porn can't even take it from Wu-Tang. Like that's how you know?
Yeah.
All right, Ben. Back to you.
Okay. Well, I feel like this is still a draft of like the songs I like, but also there's a lot more gamesmanship now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to take 2 off the board that I know, well, at least I would hope have gone. So first one, you know, I think if you are a certain age and you've ever had an emo moment, you have looked out a window that was inexplicably raining, doesn't matter when it was, and you've heard "Everybody Hurts."
Oh, yeah.
Sometime. REM, Automatic for the People. Great album. Great album. Man of the Moon would have been like the 1A, 1B, but got to go with Everyone Hurts. Because it's just such a fucking good song. And it just, you get real sad, but then it gets you right back up. And it's just so good. And Michael Stipe is just amazing.
I know. I feel like this is the song that maybe I've heard the most, or like up near the top in like movie or TV things. Like you just fucking see all of a sudden this, you know?
Yep.
Or you hear this. I guess you can't see sound. Some people can. It's a gift.
You can see Michael Stipe's sound. Sometimes everything is wrong. I can see it right now. Hey, whoa, it's coming at me.
You know some people see colors when they hear music?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're called people on acid.
That too.
I call them racists.
I call them racists. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There are those people for sure. I mean, in fairness, I see something like this and I think white people, so.
Yeah.
It's a fairly white song. Like, not to be a color, yeah, but yeah, it's. A shade, I'll say that.
But, like, I just think of, like, a not quite teen movie, but, like, not older lady movie, like, young professional romantic comedy. Everybody Hurts may slip in there at some point, you know?
We're not wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Not wrong.
All right, Ben, you're back.
Well, see, this one is much more personal to me, because I heard this goddamn song so many fucking times. And back in the day, it wasn't like you just, you know, hit back button. And, you know, I would hear it, be a little pause for rewind and hear it again. The Sign, a
fuck,
a bass from white to really white, because they are from Europe.
This one hurts. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this song, like, again, lots of options. Could have gone a couple of different ways.
Yeah.
But, like, The Sign is just,
I would have gone Don't Turn Around, personally.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That was on there as well. But, like, The Sign is just, if I think of Ace of Base, this is the song I think of.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Could not tell you if they released another album after this.
Oh, they did.
This one was absolute heat, though.
Ace of Base, and it's still fire today. Even today.
Dude.
Tell me that shit ain't fire. And why the fuck isn't this?
Yeah.
I mean, everything gets fucking sampled. How come we're not seeing Ace of Base samples left and right?
We need to.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Dude, all that she wants is another baby.
Yeah.
Slapper.
And I know
whole album, though.
You know, Schoolboy Q or, you know, be a young thug. You want to jump on some Ace of Base?
Yeah, exactly. It's a dude. It's an instant hit. This shit, you can't not fucking get into this.
And this is a skating rink ass song.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
Oh man.
If you don't fuck with Ace of Base, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah. IDF what WU.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Yeah.
Ace of Base.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah, I at one point I remember going on a road trip. I had two
with Randy.
With Randy. I had two CDs with me in my Walkman, and that's just how it was. And this was like 4 or 5 hours away, so this is what I listened to, two albums. I had Warren G's follow up to Regulator. And then I had Ace of Base, you know, whatever this album was called. I'm forgetting right now, but and I just played the shit out of this thing.
Wasn't it like Bass Nation or something?
I think it's called Signs.
No, it was Signs. So it was released as something else in like another country.
Called,
and then they released an American version of it.
Yeah.
God, what was it called? It's irritating me because like I listened
Happy Nation.
Yeah, but it was I want to say it was called something else though.
Uh-oh.
For US.
Der Flügenham?
Uh-oh.
Pretty sure.
Uh-oh.
What? Uh-oh. Don't you fucking uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Don't you fucking uh-oh me.
About release 1992, artist Ace of Base, album Happy Nation.
Now, if
you... Bum, bum, bum!
No, you're right. James, it was reissued in 93 under the album called The Sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it was called The Sign.
So that was okay. That's probably the European release then.
Yeah. It doesn't count because Europe doesn't count.
So Happy Nation ended up becoming The Sign. See, look, I got that one right. I got that part right.
There you go.
James, you got the album right.
But you were also like animate, it wasn't that. You're like, no, it wasn't The Sign. It was not The Sign.
I know, and I was dead ass wrong.
I've been on this podcast, and we've done this dance. So if you didn't think I didn't fucking check.
I just because he wanted to know what the album was called. I looked it up. And I was like,
Whitney Houston on
like,
here.
You were like Happy Nation, 1992.
I learn.
That's the tough part sometimes, too, because some of the songs that I thought were 93 were actually 92, but then they got hot in 93.
If you type in best songs of 93 in Apple Music, like, the list is going to have songs from 1991. It's going to have songs from 1994, but it says best of 1993, but there are songs that were released in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me insane. But anyways.
Yeah, you know the key one?
The key one?
Anybody guess?
What?
The one that was 1993 all over the place, but it's actually 92?
What?
When you
said... Don't say it. Maybe somebody will pick it and you can fuck them over.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah,
tell us at the end.
Yep.
Happy all right. Nation.
All right, Drew.
Yeah.
Ben, you went twice? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. I can go again. All on count.
All right. So this was, I'm kind of happy. This is definitely something that was in my fucking wheelhouse around this time. And it just introduced me to like the fact that music can be fucking weird and fucking good at the same time.
God damn it. I know it.
Damn it.
Give me My Name is Mud.
God damn it. I knew it.
That fucking bass line is just like fucking like he's just an incredible bass player. Like he's I would think he's got to be like, you know, top three, if not one on the list. Like Les Claypool is
like
amazing.
My brother's shit. And it's funny because I listened to it simply because of the uniqueness of the album cover. Like, yeah, all their album covers were
the
like
Pighead?
Yeah. Like wild, yeah.
Yeah.
What's this called? Like bacon soda or something like that?
Pork soda.
Pork soda.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Bacon soda.
Nobody knows how to bounce their head to this song.
We'll say that this is the album where, like, you like you put this on, be like, okay, you know, listen to the song. Let me tell you what drugs are. Let me tell you what about drugs, kids, because all of them were involved.
When I watched you guys bounce your head to that song, it looked like you guys
we're
had
all
a,
over the place.
You guys had a condition.
We were off. All three of us were listening to different songs.
Yeah. Hey, that's a credit to the Primus.
Listen to Bad Bunny. I don't know why, but I was just in.
Yeah. Fucking.
If I went to a Primus concert, I'd just be watching the crowd the entire entire song.
100%. I bet it's like the most unique crowd ever.
That would be good people watching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it'd be great 3 a.m. Waffle Housing, too.
And Mr. Crinkle was also on that album, which is a good song. Or Mr. Crinkle.
Mr. Crinkle.
No.
Hello, Mr. Crinkle. How are you today?
Yeah.
That's a Drew-ass pick, right? Actually,
James?
That's a Drew-ass duo. Wu-Tang and Primus back-to-back.
Hell yeah.
That show. What's the hell of that show?
Fuck. What do I want to take?
Plus, it, you know, eventually got us the South Park theme, so.
When does South Park gonna give myself?
Okay, I guess I gotta do this. I'm not gonna take this song. I don't know why the other one is in here.
Do it, Daddy.
So this is the album. I kind of teased this earlier. This is one of the first. I bought 3 CDs the first time I ever went CD shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one third of my purchase that day. And this is Aerosmith, Living on the Edge.
Oh!
From the album, Get a Grip.
God damn it.
The Cow Titties.
Cow Titties.
I know that album very well.
The original name, and they thought,
yeah. Let's go with Get a Grip instead.
Labeled like, guys,
Grip on the titties.
Cow titties.
It was with D's also. P-I-B-B-I-E-S.
They're like, Steven, they're called udders.
Oh,
nah,
I just said you gotta pull them urns. Udders and urns, way different things. Apologies. They are.
And
all Steve, apologies.
He was very adamant. It was a younger cow.
Yeah. Hey, if there's milk in the field, you know.
There's milk in the sack.
You gotta go back.
Dude, I'd squirt it right in my mouth, straight from the.
I really want Steven Tyler to sue us.
Like a keg stand, but for cows.
He seems litigious.
All right, Andy, you're back.
Mike Jones is talking about
he allegedly
Paul
seems
Wall.
Litigious.
Mm-hmm. Still tipping.
Even that you have to qualify.
I love you, Mr. Good Dude Lexical Lady. That's not transphobic. What?
This is a tough one.
That was one of the three albums, too. I also bought Permanent Vacation on the same trip.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a big Aerosmith head.
You're a big Aerosmith
head? The other one, Jagged Little Pill?
It was Lance Morris had Jagged Little Pill. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Jagged Edge. I was like, I had that. Different album.
Jagged Little Edge?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's the mashup we need. Fuck.
Yeah. Right, look. Oh, dude, that's a sweet mashup.
Yeah, let's do this.
Get on it, Danger Mouse.
I love.
Oh, God.
Love to dance, you know?
Yeah.
Loved some New Jack. 92 was kind of like last like huge year for New Jack, but
you
93
love
had a little bit more R&B style. And yes, I do. So I'm going to go with Don't Walk Away by Jade. You guys may not know like off the top of your head, but when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, I know that fucking song. Wow. And it's gives you that feel.
1994. No.
2023. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Come on. I wish there was some shit like this.
I think apparently hair drapes are coming back as a hairstyle, so it could come back.
I messed up.
What? Is that not what it's called?
No, it's called that.
Is it not 93? All right.
I'm having trouble pulling it up.
Andy, what's your next pick?
Damn.
What did you say it was? Jade, what?
Jade, Don't Walk Away. That should be everywhere.
Don't Walk Away, man.
You're having trouble finding that bad boy?
It's because it's not because the song's not there. It's because my iTunes is fucking up.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I fucked the pooch on that one anyway.
Yeah, you did. Man, yeah. What a cool Jade to the
Yeah,
max.
This says 1992, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's...
Let's hear what
they got
it was.
Me with the I thought I checked them all. They got me with the 93 list. The album was 93, but this song, which was like the fucking single, was released in November 92.
Yeah.
November 23rd,
1992. I guess it's on the KA, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the KA.
I know that song. But we're not listening to that anymore because that is stricken from the record. Let's remove this.
Shout out, Jade.
Yeah.
Remove this blunder.
Get the fuck out of here, Jade.
Don't listen to this song. Do not go and listen to this song. We're listening to 93 songs this year.
Don't do it.
Marazada.
If you do, you are racist.
It's for black women.
Exactly.
Reverse racist? Okay, no. What?
Shout out to Cow Titties. Okay, yeah, hit that.
Shout out to Cow Titties. Come again. What? I gotta say, just to, you know, if he's not here, but he did just sit in Natus. I would say that if KA was here, his Raven would be congratulations to the Texas Rangers on winning the World Series for the first time. Everyone clap it up for the Rangers.
Yeah.
Gives me hope for my sorry ass, awful Rockies that maybe one day, but probably not.
Hell yeah. Well, at least he got, those Nuggets.
Yeah.
Goddamn with you.
At least you got them Nuggets.
I love KA, but I wanted the Diamondbacks to win, so.
He's the best.
I love KA, and I didn't care.
Because the Diamondbacks had, like, a fucking shoestring budget, and I fucking love when those teams
Yeah.
Hate them.
You should love it when when Colorado pulls that off.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, like, yeah, I want
that.
That was
their 07 team for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's them all the time. They are a shoestring budget. That's where they live. Cause...
Shout out Chuck Knobloch.
Yeah. I don't think he was on that team, but shout out Chuck Knobloch.
Hey.
Just shout out Chuck Knobloch because why not?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start talking now.
Sometimes I like to flex my old school baseball knowledge.
Yeah, you do.
Shut up, Kirby Puckett.
Oh, but dude, I dropped
whole
Kirby Puckett.
Twins or
yeah, dude, I've dropped like 3 or 4 Kirby Puckets in sweet raps.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a good Puckett's a good rhymer.
Dude, yeah, fuck it, Puckett. Come on now.
Suck it.
Yeah, Puckett. Shuck it. Yeah. Who's got some good shit?
I do. And I'm I'm all excited about this. And it is the new fucking the last Beatles single. Now and then. That thing was that thing was really fucking good.
That was.
And thank you, Peter Jackson, for giving the world the technology to have one last fucking Beatles song. So yeah.
I texted my mom and I said, "Hey, there's a new Beatles song." And I just got back a what? I was like, "Yeah, it's a new Beatles song." And I called her today and she's like, "Benjamin, that made me cry. Thank you for sharing." Because I would have found it on my own. I'm like, "Yes.
Yeah.
Mom's done for Christmas. Cool."
Yeah. There's a cool little fucking YouTube. It's like 10-minute short documentary thing. If you like, if you're interested in seeing how the whole thing was done, and like,
it's on Disney Plus as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the 12-minute documentary is on Disney Plus. Okay. And the video for the song.
Okay. Yeah, they went to you know, they wanted to do this 30 years ago and they just couldn't, you know, it was just between John's vocals and his piano, it was just so muddled up they couldn't do anything with it. But they found a way. The Lord provided.
Peter Jackson provided. Did you see that? Peter Jackson's the one who developed the technology that allowed them to separate the music the way that they did.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler. It really I just
opens,
spoiled.
It opens up the possibilities for like other demos to get found for other artists.
Oh, yeah. Really
cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is kind of crazy. Like, we've kind of got a year of that, and I think we're going to see more of it, where we had obviously the Beatles, the thing that you guys are talking about, Rolling Stones, fucking like Fall Out Boy, Blink, a lot of these like early 2000s are probably going to have a comeback, you know, now, which is cool as shit.
Aren't all the Stones still alive though?
Yeah.
Think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But like it's just interesting to see like the resurgence of some of these, not just like coming back to do the tours, but actually releasing new shit, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the Stones just put out a new album, like a brand new full length album, 59 years into their career.
I know, that shit's fucking crazy.
Just blows my goddamn mind.
How are those dudes still getting inspired, man?
How are they all still alive?
Because like, they wake up and they're like, "Oh, wow, sunlight. I'm going to write a song today.
Can't believe I got one more day."
Like, I think I said this again in the group chat. I'm like, the fact that Keith Richards and the rest of the band, Mick Jagger, outlived my dad, like, it's a real, like, it's like, what Faustian agreement did they make?
The habits are wild. They have the same deal Vinnie Mac has, I guess.
They're like vampires, dude.
Yep, I would not be surprised.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Let's see. The world is a vampire. So.
I will say that I have a raven. I'm holding up Spider-Man 2 for the PS5.
Oh,
fucking love this game! It's a great game all around. But going back all the way back to the PS2. When I would just come home from college and I would just swing around New York because it was just so cathartic. And it is even more intuitive now. And the story is great. Being able to play as both Peter and Miles Morales. And it is just such a good game. It is so, so very fun. And I am happy. I'm happy that I'm able to play it. And it's just, a lot of fun. And I'm like working my way through it, but I'm also, it's one of those games where, like, I'm not playing too much because I want it to last as long as I possibly can.
Yeah.
So I definitely,
I bought it. I bought it and downloaded it as well, but I haven't got a chance to start playing it yet.
And the what I like is I just unlocked the Spider-Man Noir suit, and there's a setting where it, like, the animation moves like from out of the Spider-Verse.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Who are you playing with?
I mean, I'm like, things you go back and forth, which is nice.
Oh,
I
think cool.
Right now, but like, and what's nice is like you unlock all these different suits, and it's just like it's fun. And I don't know, like, they definitely remix the history of a lot of the different characters, but it's just so good, so well done. The little side missions and stuff, they don't seem tedious at all. It's just such a fun, fun game. And I know the same studio is also putting out a Wolverine game sometime in the near future. So fucking sign me up. So good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard really good things about people, like from everybody who's played it. So.
Yeah, even like reviewers said that it's like a technical marvel. They're saying it's one of the best coded games in many, many years.
New York is just, it's so massive. And it's like, it just, it feels like you're in the city. It's just so, oh, I just, the future is wild. Like, I'm waiting for like 20 years down the line where like when it's all virtual VR and you're truly swinging through New York. That's really the next step to make it feel even more realistic.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I smell piss. I'm in New York.
I
will say this. Are you guys excited about, like, I don't know. It seems like the Marvel stuff's kind of weird right now.
Fuck yeah. Marvel, there's a great article that's they're like, the MCU is, like, I don't want to say it's in shambles, but I think it was someone, I can't remember who, which TikTok I follow, like, the whole Infinity Saga was really luck. Like, it should not have worked. It should have not worked as well as it did. The fact that you made characters like Rocket Raccoon and Groot household names. And then when they moved to the actual, like, comic book-esque development of things and the way they put things out, like, I still enjoy it. I'm going to go see the Marvels on Friday. I enjoy the TV shows, but I can also understand that it's so much. You have to watch everything now, or you have to watch certain things to get certain things. And so I think they're going to have to kind of retool things.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, you know, I know all the listeners also listen to me on the PWT cast. So they heard me talk about it yesterday, but, but no, my biggest thing is they need that next Avengers. They need that next milestone because
they need new people.
No, they've already introduced like 30 people and they're not,
no.
They're not coming together to do anything. Like at some point, like bring these people into another movie to fucking join together. Cause right now you keep building this universe, but like, okay, like we all agree there's a big fucking universe out there. Like, let's see if these guys can actually interact for once.
Yeah. Well, I meant new star actors.
You have like street level with like Daredevil and Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
You have the space shit with like the Eternals, which is not really, then you have the time stuff with Loki, like very comic booky. But again, if you're not invested in every single thing, you're like, why the fuck do I need to see Echo when it comes out next month? Then Loki is, yeah. So I agree. They have to have they have to get their big bad.
I mean, kind of like new people, like you're moving on from, you know, Pine and
I just read an article that said they're bringing the old Avengers back.
Oh, they're
trying to make an attempt to bring them back, which is a really Vince McMahon-esque move.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Is I feel like it needs like a overhaul where it's like fresh talent.
Yeah,
and like if Holland commits, then great, he's your centerpiece.
Right,
but like you have to build up others. That are kind of the new Marvel stars. I don't want it to be, you know, Ashiti, Matthew Perry, obviously, but I don't want it to be like a Friends reunion 20 years later. You know what I'm saying? I want like new, fresh, like stars to get behind, you know?
I think the big thing is like, and I think the reason they haven't done it is because of the contracts when they bought Fox. There's a stipulation that until some point, they have to keep all of the same actors that were in the Fox X-Men. They need to bring the X-Men in.
Yeah.
That is the thing they need. They need to bring the X-Men because that will get people back into it. But I don't think they want to bring all the actors that are tied to it. I think they're trying to wait that out.
Yeah. But like, I agree with that, but that's even further. Like I said, you've introduced Shang-Chi, hasn't shown up in anything else.
It's true. That's true.
Oscar Isaac, like
Aquafina's character.
Yeah. there's just so much shit that they're not crossing over, and they fucking need to really bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Well, I'll be excited once we get to that point. But yeah, this is just on the brain. Just popped up when you were brought up Spider-Man. Just because I've seen it like all over the timelines lately. Raven. Kid finishes his second soccer season. Got his little medal, so that's pretty cool. He got his hand stepped completely on. I actually caught the picture of it, so that's pretty cool. he had cleat marks on his hand and shit when he came running over. I was like, oh. But he got back in the game, scored a couple goals after, so I was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know?
He said, quit being a little wiener and get back out there, kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's like, cussing a lot.
You
and I don't him. Really know how to stop it.
Push him with your foot. he's cussing?
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
Shit in the butt, asshole, is what he's saying. A lot.
Wow, he is fucking Apple did not fall far then.
I learned it from you, Dad. Frucking.
He's saying frucking, which I know what he's trying to say. But he keeps saying fruckin' a lot, so. And then he's saying, what the hell, yeah. But yeah.
Man, that's going to be my
does
new
Does he, like call people shit in the butt assholes? Or is it is it more like I stub my toe and you're like, shit in the butt asshole? Like
that. And if he grabs a microphone or anything like that, where it makes his voice louder, that's the go-to phrase he goes with.
Fuck around the pussy shit about asshole.
It's too bad that like we just name these shows like 1993 mixtape, because shit in the butt asshole would be a good title for this episode.
That would be a really why did we ever meet title.
Yeah.
Join us for our new
Wes, podcast. We did the job for your next episode.
Yeah. There it is. Name is shit in the butt asshole.
The last quick thing that I'll say is that, and I brought this up a couple times now, but goddamn, Clone Wars is so fucking good. Holy fuck. I just finished season 5, and season 5 must have been the dude's,
damn,
like...
you are fucking cooking, bro.
It must have been Dave Filoni's, like, fucking magnum opus, because I swear to God, that season is fucking... That season will fuck you up. It's like, I'm fucking crying and shit. These are cartoons. I'm fucking crying.
Shout out Aerosmith,
man,
from
shit's incredible.
You know,
I just watched. I can't even say it because it's a spoiler thing. God.
Is it a spoiler?
It's a 10-year-old spoiler.
Is it? Well, like I guess season 5. If you don't want to hear it, let's skip right now. Ahsoka just got fucking like she left the Jedi Order after they didn't get her back with some shit. Oh man,
yeah,
it was so fucking good. God. You guys should watch it.
Also, shout out to Titleist, because I just want to put a golf ball in James' shirt and hit it off.
It is a nice fucking putting green shirt.
I just want to get a quick Raven in there, or a quick sheety. Fortnite OG. Fucking god awful. I play this game every day. It's fucking unplayable. I'm so glad I didn't play back in the day. This shit is terrible. I keep getting clapped in the fucking head by these kids. God damn it. The end.
I have a different, because I got 3 wins today in squads. Hell yeah.
I think it's like, okay, when do you play squads then? Because I'm playing solo and I keep getting top 10 because the map's so fucking big. If you just sit somewhere, oh God, it's so fucking frustrating.
Oh, that's amazing.
Also, a big fuck you to some guy on TikTok who said, if you land here, you can still get an epic weapon, and you don't, and if you touch the water, you fucking die. I'm an asshole, and I thought it was true. So,
look at that.
I'm 40.
I'm 41. Good Lord. All right.
So, Raven.
time I'm on this podcast and I hear that song, that night I attempt to make love to my wife, and she doesn't listen to any of my podcasts, so she won't hear this. But yeah, like, KA, just so you know.
He's yelling about Kevin when he comes. The group chat.
You guys know I was successful.
Hell yeah.
Just the melty face didn't happen, guys.
Oh, Kevin.
KA!
Yeah.
That's what I scream.
All right, Anthony. All right. You're back.
We all do.
As you guys know, I love to dance. So I had to get a song that makes me move. So, give me Show Me Love by Robin.
Ooh, good song. Good pick.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good six man or a good utility player like that you just you, maybe not start, but you got to have.
Look, man. I wonder what like dancing in clubs would have been like in 93 versus like, you know, when I was doing it in, you know, 98 to actually the first club I went to was probably 96. They had a teenage night. And then we also had like the skating rink and shit. But I imagine at like dance clubs, this shit was rocking.
Hell yeah.
Another skating rink song, big time.
Big time.
Like that, like on Saturday nights, like the radio, they would just like play. Songs.
Yep, this is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when this is playing, oh.
Yeah. Man.
Imagine listening to this driving to the club. This puts you in the right mood.
I hate to do this, but I just came across some information that I don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
I
no. Can,
what?
I don't know if I can hold any longer.
Okay.
Because, sorry to interrupt your pick here, Andy, but Ben, you picked REM, Everybody Hurts, but no. According to this, that came out in 92, and you also picked it in an honorable mention in our 92 songs draft.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
I just noticed it, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then I went back to our 92 songs list.
I don't know why I took my hammer off for the fear of it since it's an audio podcast, but...
Oh, man.
God damn it.
So, we're going
to hit with the Jim Galvisa.
I even said, why the fucking check my shit? It's hard being stupid, guys. It is really fucking hard.
Hey.
Dude, I thought he was going to hit me with, sorry, Andy, Robin was in 92.
Oh, shit.
Dude, but that fucking, like, house pop, ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boom.
That'll get you going, you know?
Actually, Andy, I hate to do this to you.
What?
I don't know if you looked up this
do
album.
Do this for everything now?
Well, I just, because Andy made that comment, so I figured I'd go look real quick. No, and according to way. Apple,
yeah, no Trump on you, like,
Show Me Love song came out in 1990.
What? I was a hero, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
No fucking way.
That shit was recorded in the 80s.
No fucking way. Andy,
are you kidding me?
Pick as well.
No, hold on. No fucking way. No.
Robin, I was looking at live bonus tracks.
I'm looking at the album right now.
It literally says pop
1990. Dude, no. No, the music video, so official music video, 1993.
The music video?
Okay, yeah. It doesn't mean
they're not
going to
make it 3 years later. What the fuck?
Maybe
it's
not
a Beatles song.
Maybe it was on her debut album.
They made 1993. They made a Queen video 15 years after it came out. What's the song called?
It's Robin S., right?
Robin S., Show Me Love.
Yeah, if I'm on, I just Apple Music says 1990, so I don't know. I mean,
what?
I don't know which one we or what we go with, but.
But it was on her debut album in 93.
Here, can we see it? It's right here.
Google says 93.
Google says 93. Okay, well, I don't know. Oh, what do we want to do?
Wikipedia says October 13th,
1990. Oh, shit.
But.
Apple Music.
She must have dropped a single.
Yeah, dude, it must have got big in 93, but it was released in 1990, so I don't know what we do from here.
I mean, okay, I'm looking at Spotify, and Show Me Love, the album, it says 93. And so, if we're going that version of the song was released in 93, so I guess it's really to...
Sanctity of Draft, James... take your fifth pick, and then I guess I'm going to have to take two picks at the end.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to take...
I'll take one, two. And then Ben takes one, and then I take the other.
Ben will actually have to take a pick first because his was on the third round. So he has to go.
Two picks at the end.
And then you will get two picks.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, that's really cool, James.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have said it, Andy.
What division are you in?
I didn't want to be the division. Hey, you guys fucked me, I think, last time. So, you know, maybe I'm getting a little bit of.
Yeah, these fake news with all these fact checkers.
Well, here's the thing, man. You're going to write a tell all tale called Tattletale. You putting green ass fuck.
Tell me all your secrets.
Putting green ass fuck.
Look, what's up? What's that Minecraft, motherfucker?
Hey, what's that PGAF?
You're so mad right now. I didn't do it. I didn't put the album out in 1990. I promise.
You PGAF bab.
I was 8 years old, Andy.
Putting green ass bitch ass fucking butt in the shit ass.
James actually has a time machine. He went back. No. Release that shit early, man.
Oh, fuck.
I could use this to stop Hitler. Nope. Fuck over Andy and Ben. Yep.
All right. Well,
man, it sounds like everybody hurts right now.
This is
Lord of God, I'm going to find you.
If only James would just show him a little love.
This album,
you fucking guy. This fucking orange beard and your fucking face and your fucking saggy ass balls ass motherfucker.
I'm taking my pick.
Okay.
And I'm going Garth Brooks Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. Hell yes.
And to Google I go to make sure that's a fucking legit pick.
I feel like James picked this on the 1992 draft.
Rumpelstiltskin.
I did it. You're gonna. Rumpelstiltskin. I love this song. I love Garth Brooks. Rumpelstiltskin came out in 1993.
Yep, it did. Rumpelstiltskin.
I'm not gonna. That's fine. You can waste it. I appreciate
this
that.
This is not a waste. This is the best use ever.
You're making me keep my fifth pick.
Yep.
This is the worst use of a Rumpelstiltskin
ever. Dude, you took
ever.
Chris Gaines, okay?
No,
you
I took
fucking
Garth
Chris
Brooks.
Gaines.
Chris Gaines is post-Garth Brooks.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, you took Chris Gaines, and that's worth a Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, hey, so you're using your Rumpelstiltskin, all
right. That's right. What's the name of this song?
Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Come Up.
Rumpelstiltskin. I love this fucking song, but, you know, it's mine, motherfucker.
Andy used this stiltskin, so I got to keep the song that I picked fifth.
That's right.
That I love.
Oh, man. Dude, you took fucking Chris Angel.
Andy, you're trying to retaliate because I looked up the song year, and you've retaliated very badly.
I didn't
you
retaliate.
Wasted
you retaliated on yourself.
You released.
You took... Dude, it's you not took Chris fucking Gaines. Chris Gaines, who thinks he can still hit home runs in the Major League Baseball.
It's Garth Brooks.
You took fucking the guy that wants to go to spring training to live out a childhood fantasy. You took Chris Gaines, man.
He's so mad. Look at him. He's so mad
PGA
right now.
Ass motherfucker. Look at you. Oh, man. Ooh, I just want to hit a 3-foot birdie off your
You're
tit.
So mad right now. All right, Drew.
Oh, man.
Drew, drown Andy out, please.
I might need to tee up and hit a driver.
Right off the little nipple here.
That's right, yeah. Man. Just dig it in.
I would.
Oh. I'm going to dig it so deep they're going to have to find Encino, man. Drew?
Okay. I'm going to go with a delightful little song that just reminds us all that, you know, don't back the boys in blue because they're the fucking beast. Give me Sounded of Police by KRS-One.
Oh, KRS-One. I had that on my list.
This is such a fucking banger, man.
Whoop, whoop. That's a Sound of Police. Oh.
And like,
so fucking good.
I love that. Like, that is one of my favorite, like tag, like that movie's so good anyway, but like, it's just so heightened with the soundtrack and the whole fucking chase scene where they're playing this. Oh, so good.
Yeah. This album was released in 1993. So
Return of the Boom Bap.
There you go. Remember when we were walking through Orlando? The screaming that's on the streets?
Oh, yeah, we were fucking doing it.
I was thinking about that the other day when I told that guy when he asked for some money and he's like, oh, thank you, man. I'm going to go get his food. I was like, fuck it, dude. Do drugs. I don't care.
Oh,
fuck the sandwich. Get an 8-ball.
Oh, man.
Life's too short, man. That's what I told him.
Dude.
YOLO.
I was fucked up on Flaming Moe's that night.
Yeah. You were yelling and the fucking hotel guy was just sitting there.
I know. We walk in the hotel just screaming in the lobby and we thought there was nobody down there, but then there's like a one guy hiding behind
there's
his desk.
There's nobody here. I think we yelled.
Yeah.
And then we walk by, he's just sitting there. Have a good night.
All right, Ben, you're back.
Y'all are in Florida, so there's really, like, Atlantic.
Yeah, that's actually par for the course.
Yeah that's
you guys are par for the course on James's shirt.
I love it.
Fantastic.
All right, Ben, you're up.
All right, I'm fucking checked and double-checked. Fucking check while I'm fucking pulling up just to make sure. Yep. All right. Here we go. Again, a band that the entire album is really good, but people only know one song because once there was this kid.
Who?
Made his wife so mad one night that she cut off his wiener.
You guys remember the show The Commish?
Hell yeah.
There is a episode where his kid wants crash test dummies, so he actually buys him crash test dummies, like the fucking actual like dummies they put in crash tests. And he's like, no, I wanted the CD that comes in the box. And for the CD, I love this song. It's a great. It's one of those songs where, like, you kind of forget it exists, and then you're flipping through and you hear it, and you're like, "Oh fuck yeah, that's a song."
Yeah.
But the whole album is really good, and they're actually a really good band. But like, that voice.
Love your
goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Good karaoke song for people who can't sing as well.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Rated Shy Ronnie would kill this.
Yeah, he would. Hit it, Shy Ronnie.
Shy Ronnie. Please use your outside voice.
All right, Ben. You got your three honorables.
All right. So here we go. Three honorables.
Nope.
Wait.
Oh, nope.
No, wait. Your third round pick.
You got to take your third round pick.
Right, my third round pick. Okay.
Are we do those first and then honorables? Okay.
Sure. We're going to go for my third round pick. It would be in my honorables, but I love it so much. Give me Because the Night, 10,000 Maniacs, The Unplugged.
The only thing about I know about them is this was Steve Young's favorite band because I was a big Steve Young fan.
The footballer?
Yeah. 10,000 Maniacs. Huge 10,000 Maniacs head.
I remember because this song was Steve Young. It wasn't really on the radio where I grew up in Michigan, but my dad was a big fan of this, and I remember this CD like being in because he had like the CD changer in his car, and we have it for a long time. But like this song, like going back now, listening to this entire because MTV like Unplugged, bring those back, please, just bring them back. But whole album is good, but this song is just so good. The orchestra there, the instrumentation, it's just this song to me is like it's if I had to make a 100 best of the 90s. It's not going to be super high, but it would probably be on the list because it's a great song.
Hell yeah, I agree. Fuck yeah. Some might call them the dollar store cranberries,
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you have that fucking beef with 10,000 Maniacs?
That was like, a sick burn, shit,
he called your ass Flavor Aid to his Kool-Aid.
No, I'm just kidding. That's a great Damn. Song. Fantastic song.
He's called my shit Archie Cola. Dude,
he called your shit. You got to double up on the sugar because that shit ain't got no flavor.
All right, Andy.
Miss motherfucker. Like, what's that?
Take your fourth round pick.
All right. give me something a little sexy, right? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Come Undone, Duran Duran.
Oh.
And you got to think about that Dave Chappelle sketch.
What's it coming?
Just in slow motion,
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was the one that, when the cow titty popped out, right?
Yeah. Oh man!
Fucking his face when he just like looks over and sees her nipples out.
All I can imagine is like 90s ass. You know how like 90s ass was like all of the back, and it was just like just all I can see. Like,
yeah.
You're in 90s ass.
The thong way too high, like above the hips, like rounded above the hips.
The 90s didn't have like lower backs, it was just all ass.
Yeah.
Not bad at it, but you know.
That's a legit song. That's legit.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, that thing goes hard.
All right, what do you got next?
Ooh,
it's a legit 1992 song.
That one's confirmed. 93.
Okay. Okay. This is fun. You know.
Good.
This is not fun.
No. This one's a fun one that like never going to come up on like best artist list or anything like that. But this song took the fuck over, especially for probably our age range. And it was just like,
just for that reason also.
So fucking fun. So give me Informer by Snow.
No, it's not the one I had.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pick something. I was about to click something else, but I had both these songs on my list.
And cousin of Ed Robertson of Bare Naked Ladies? Snow?
Is it?
Fire, man.
Yeah, they're cousins.
Oh, shit.
Where was that mashup in the 90s? The Bare Naked Ladies Snow mashup.
That's legit.
Does Snow get a invite to the cookout?
I think so for this song alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, like, I just realized I've been saying the lyrics wrong for 30 years.
I'm sure a lot of people have.
Icky Boom Boom Down.
I like your Boom 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 Down.
Yeah, I like this song. I like your Boom Boom Down. I like your Bum Bum Down.
As long as you get it kind of close, I think it's you're probably good. Like I don't think anyone, the Snow Police aren't coming.
Is licking your bum bum down the same as licky boom boom down?
Also,
wait, does he say licky boom boom down or lick your bum bum down?
He says licky boom boom down, which apparently he's saying stop snitching or I'll beat gun you down. When I thought he was saying he was gonna sex somebody.
Yeah, I thought he was getting some crack, but like ass crack, you know.
Damn it, Snow. You fooled me.
I thought he was licking that bum bum down.
Yeah. But MC Shan on it, you know. Gotta love that. Legend. But fuck, man. Snow, you fooled me all these years. 30 years I've been fooled. I'm still gonna go with a licky bum bum down.
Yeah.
Well, at least we do know what 12 inches of snow means, you know.
That's right.
All right, now it's back to Biff.
Snow is a 12-inch cock?
I'm pretty sure it does.
The reason he's invited to the cookout.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to go through my sources, which I actually do have a tenuous source. I'm going to
listen to this Biff radio. Can you check his penis size?
All right, Ben, three honorables.
All right. Okay, three honorables. I am surprised this did not come up. Rebirth of Slick. Cool like that.
Yeah.
Planets.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah.
This next one is, I didn't really know about it until almost a decade, actually a decade later. I've had sexual relations to this song. Fade Into You by Mazzie Star.
Oh.
First time I heard this was in a hookah lounge in San Jose, California.
You're gonna have to play that one, James. That's the one to play.
It's good. It's real good. Okay, the sex was, I was there. I was not good, but the song's good.
You were like, I'll be around.
Let's just say that the person I was having like was older and much more experienced, and I was still the farm boy.
Was it Randy?
Yes. It was actually Randy.
Man, that dude gets around, bro.
It was actually Randy Orton. He came out of nowhere.
Oh, right on your face.
Oh, what a good one.
Yeah, what a great pod.
Oh, I've heard this song. It's a good song.
I've played a bunch of movies, and it's just...
Yeah.
And my third would be, even though I fucking hate them as a band, it's still pretty ubiquitous. Give me Creep, Radiohead.
Oh, shit.
A Pablo Honey.
Hell yeah. I love Jadeohead. Shout out to Jadeohead if you haven't heard that before.
Or Jonah Ray.
But if you have heard it, don't shout it out.
He's got a shirt that says Over Radiohead. He's just chef's kiss. But, I mean, this song is, again, like this was before they got all... It's mostly about the fans of Radiohead, but also Time York's a little bit weird. But this song is, I mean, as a creep, and
but it's just like so good. And that, I mean, that guitar, that is just so iconic.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And JDOhead is a mashup of Jay-Z and Radiohead, to be clear.
Oh shit. Okay. Did not know that existed.
All right, Drew.
Did you take three?
He took three.
Oh yeah, Creep.
You wrote all three down.
I did.
You're the one who's keeping track.
Oh man.
Oh fuck.
Shut up, Tenthole.
Get on, Tenthole.
Oh man.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the one that I thought Andy was talking about earlier, and it did just fucking. It was a fucking plague in 1993, and give me Whoomp, There It Is by Tag Team.
Fuck, that's what I was about to play. Fuck.
Which also, like, I saw, like, when I was, like, I looked up a list of, like, songs released in 93. There was this, and then there was one called Woot, There It Is by
Woot,
some
There It Is. Yeah, that one's not people. Good.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? No, Tag Team. It's what?
Yeah.
What is Wolf, this bullshit? Wolf,
There It Is. Yeah. Yeah.
What was it, like, 45 West?
I think it was. Yeah. I'm going to go The Power of Love by Celine Dion.
Oh.
Because you are my lady.
Yeah, I am
your
man.
Yeah. Is that it?
Because I'm your lady and you are my man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Funny story. This was my ringtone for a little bit. And one time I was in a very cool bathroom and this song just started fucking playing. And a whole line of fucking urinals all of a sudden.
I'm your lady.
Bell break.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, bell break.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I felt like I had to do that.
Down.
So, okay. I want everyone to go around, and I will go last. Weirdest, funniest, most absurd ringtone you had back in the day when we had ringtones that were just music. Reach back into your mind, because I already have mine. And if you want to go get, like, give me, like, the weirdest, funniest, most outrageous ringtone you had at one point.
I remember once at one point I had fucking Me So Horny.
Nice.
And ironically, it fucking went off while I was at a, like, it was when I was still, like, doing youth group things for Jesus. I was at a conference learning, like, with about thousands of other fucking youth workers, and all of a sudden it was... So horny.
In my experience, you were probably not the only one.
I
used to have whenever I got an email, it would say mail, motherfucker. From
good.
I had that, yeah. And then like on my phone here, I still have this on my ringtone, but the song.
Come on, pull them out,
titties. Oh, God.
Two iPhones ago, I had the, and then I just stopped using sounds altogether. Like, I don't know the last time, like, I don't know if my phone has ever been not on vibrate, so.
Yeah.
Like, but I had the fucking... I had the Power Rangers communicate, like the do 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 do. I had that as my text ring.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm still trying to remember.
Andy's has always been professional.
So I will. I'll go give you some time. So I have two that I want to highlight. One that I was still taking some classes, wrapping up one of the degrees, and I had. Rick Ross's Every Day I'm Hustling. It was funny in the fact that I look like I do.
Yeah.
And that went off. And people just like, the fuck is the white boy doing? What's happening here? Because the one time I did, I got up
somebody's phone
out of the room. So, like, you know, they thought I was hustling. The more funny one was actually more recent than I would like to, I thought. So my two best friends, Paul and John, my two best men, I downloaded a ringtone and put it on there. I got a joke.
Lennon and McCartney?
No.
Yeah, I was about to say, are you a part of the Beatles?
I am, actually. I was the sixth Beatle. But I've forgotten that I put it on there as a ringtone. Flash forward to, like, I'm, you know, running a insurance office. I have my phone off. My phone on, not vibrate for the first time ever. And you hear... That song would be Suck a Dick, Suck a Dick, Suck a, like, from the, Suck a Dick, Suck a Motherfucking Dick. Yeah, that went off. Yeah. Very loud. Very, very, very loud. And I happened to have someone in my office who was very mad about the rates going up, and that did not help. That was not a helpful moment.
You were like, you're like, hey, why don't you give me a call real fast, and I can help. I can give you the answer you need.
It's definitely a conversation with the owner of the agency. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? Well, I wasn't, but it was funny.
I'm having such a hard time because I think I just went with like songs that I like. So the one like I kind of remember just because I did it for a little bit, just as a funny thing to like dance to it, like. Provocatively, and I thought it was funny, was Milkshake by Khalees.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's the one. But I do remember we had a buddy that had Another One Bites the Dust, and it wasn't a good version, but he just fucking kept it on there. And it got to the point like we were trying to buy him ringtones so he would have another ringtone, and he would not fucking do it at all. He just played that terrible version that like it like was like way too loud and it like crackled and like all that. And it was just like, he never fucking changed it for like years. And we were like trying so hard to pay him to change it, get him drunk so he would change it, like all that. And he just never did.
Yeah. I like the Ocean's 11 level of like try to get this thing to fucking, okay, we gotta get him drunk. Take his phone.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on there.
Yeah,
they went as far and they got a dummy phone that they could slide in place while the guy was sleeping, and they had it sitting there. And then they tried to change it, but they couldn't crack his password.
Dude, this same dude tried to drink a fucking a thing of toilet or paper towel at an IHOP restaurant one time. He was that drunk.
Paper towel.
He tried to drink.
Yeah, he thought it was water, and he picked up the tube of paper towel and was drinking from it. And I was just laughing until he puked under the table.
Did he die of alcohol poisoning? Because I'm pretty sure that's the next step.
Oh, he was a tough alcoholic.
Salute you.
He just kept fucking ticking, you know?
Drew, you got a last pick?
Yeah, I do. And I would like the beginning of this song play because it's such a fucking great intro. And I'm going to go Territory by Sepultura. This was like my first introduction to like metal. And the Pantera craze has already like kind of come around, and this was like the next step up. Chaos AD, that album, and that the beginning of this song is just so fucking cool with like the percussion that goes with the drums.
Hell yeah. My name is Mud.
I feel like I want to drink Mountain Dew and yell at
That shit is metal.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Let's smoke. That's nothing.
Sent me down a path.
All right.
Die! Go to the hell! Shake. Who wants to hear Andy release a metal album?
I do.
You jack metal? Come on now.
I don't care what kind of album it is. I just want Andy to release an album.
Yes. If the Philadelphia Eagles could release two Christmas albums, You can really stab him.
Sure. I agree.
I mean,
all right. I'm going to take Sons of Mischief, or Souls of Mischief, 93 till infinity.
93 to infinity. Yeah, I took this a couple weeks ago or a previous pod that's pretty
similar. Yeah. I didn't. But you introduced me to this song. And then I'm going to go with...
I'm sorry. What is this?
What? Souls of Mischief?
No, what did you just say, Andy? You what? Picked this what?
Like a couple weeks ago or something? Or a couple recently? Ago,
he did pick it for something.
I thought you said that something is not getting the release yet. I was like, wait, you guys have another fucking Flow and Tell coming?
Oh,
they have another podcast they don't tell us about.
we're just showing each other songs from the network. 90s.
Yeah. Next, I'm gonna go with Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Array.
Wow, I can't believe that fell all the way down to honorable mentions.
And then, yeah, I know. That could be a pickup. And then finally.
I think it's just because it got so overplayed.
Yeah.
And I love that song, but yeah.
And finally, I'm going to go with, this is the song I'll play, and just because it's so fucking amazing. But I'm going with I'd Do Anything for Love, Meat Loaf. It's just a fucking banger.
Some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all.
Is that a long music video?
You know why I think it fell so far is because it came out in 92.
What did?
Hip Hop Hooray.
Did it really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's a honorable mention. I'm not worried that worried about it, but.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
But if somebody's going to pick it up, I am worried about it.
True.
Let me see.
That's a Drew true.
Wiki says December 10th, 1992.
Oh, according to Apple Wiki. Music, according to Apple Music, the album was released 1993.
I actually just changed the wiki, so.
But I think, yeah. But listen, I think
we've set the standard at Apple Music, and if Apple Music says 93, Drew, that's what we're going with. So Apple Music says 1993.
The album came out in 93.
The album.
The song came out before that.
I dare somebody.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the album.
Yeah, Andy can't wait.
This is the draft pod. Breaks up.
Fucking do it, bro.
Fucking do it. Do it.
Andy. Andy's just mad because he tried to pick a song from an album that came out 4 years before.
Rumpel. And he burnt his Rumpel Stiltskin on a song.
Oh, on a perfect
on a song
pick.
You wanted.
I know.
Dude, I just wanted to make sure.
Andy's floundering this episode, and he doesn't even know it.
I love to eat it.
Floundered in the Marvel Universe.
Delicious. He floundered with some nice cream sauce.
He uses his KA now, too.
All right, Andy.
For cream sauce?
You're trying to reset the order right now?
Okay.
Get over re-rack. We did 2 hours. Fuck, do it again.
We're doing it again. Dude, a redraft. No, we're not adding that one.
No, we already decided if it gets done. Well, now it's too late, but like you would just reshuffle the picks that are left.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go with first one I'll go with is a fun one. Bedrock Anthem, Al Yankovic.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is a good fucking song. Yabba dabba dabba do now.
Yeah. There was the album that had the Jurassic Park dinosaur and shit on it.
Yeah, Alapalooza.
Yeah, Alapalooza, yeah.
This was one of the tapes I had.
Oh, man, yeah.
I had it.
Same.
I did too.
My brother had it, and I just listened to it a lot.
This also have the Crash Test Dummies song?
Yeah, it does.
I think it does.
Another one I'll go with is Give Me I'm a Player Street Version by Too Short. Dude, when you got to hear some Too Short, That was like the first like super nasty music.
Oh yeah.
That
yeah.
I got to like listen to, you know? And it was that West Coast like feel. Oh, so good.
Hell yeah.
And the last one I'll go with is Give Me What's Up Doc, Fushik Nickens and Shaquille O'Neal. James, play a little bit of that shit. Hell yeah.
What up, Doc? Can I
Dude,
rock?
Dude, the crossover. And this is like the best like sports athlete song of all time, in my opinion, is What's Up, Doc.
Yeah, very mad.
I legit feel that way.
I don't know. That Macho Man album is fucking fire.
Oh, shit. Give us a little Shaq. Fun Shaq.
Where is Shaq? I feel like this isn't the one with Shaq on it.
Oh, you didn't go with the Shaq version? Fushik Nickens are good though. So.
There he is.
There he is.
He's putting out new music now.
How is Shaq like? He was so fucking like clear and concise then, and now he's just like, yeah. Like it's not like. I can't imagine he had a lot of concussions. Yeah, like.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What happened?
This is Charles Barkley. What are you talking about?
Chuck over there eating something over there. This Chuck over there eating something again.
He's big, but he's not Shaq big.
Maybe he plays a kid. Maybe he's been pulling like a long heist on people. He's been playing a character in public.
He's actually super articulate.
Like, yeah, when he gets home. You can hear every single word he says.
It's like the Ozzy Osbourne thing, right? Like it's fucking.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, when he sings, he's perfect. But
he's still doing music too. He's like DJing now.
Yeah.
Like
dude does everything.
He has a new album, or like at least a new song out, a new music video, and it goes.
It's pretty good.
Question mark.
It goes.
It fucking goes. It does. He cooking.
He goes. Yeah, that's right.
I just want to see him fight the two remaining Migos.
That would not go well for them.
Put that on WrestleMania, you cowards.
Mm.
Ooh, Shaq versus Bad Bunny.
Oh, shit.
That would be a wild one.
Bad Bunny would be destroyed. Shaq versus anybody... The other person's dead.
Rey Mysterio beat the Big Show. Bad Bunny would beat Shaq.
Oh, you know, cool. I wonder. So we recently had a Shaq match within the last few years.
Uh-huh.
Big Show's coming back to be like a part of a thing. And I know they wanted Shaq versus Big Show. And it was supposed to happen at a WrestleMania or something. And then something happened and it got scratched.
Mm-hmm.
And they still want the both of them were saying for the longest time, they still wanted that matchup. So it makes me wonder if at some point within the next year or two, we do finally get that matchup.
That would draw, as somebody who never watches anymore, I would go and watch that. Definitely. I would make sure to watch that.
Dude, especially if he did it as Captain Insano.
Yeah.
Tony Khan, you already put 15 matches on your fucking shows. Throw that on there. Throw it on there. Bumps. Pre-show, come on now.
That's right.
Do it.
Well, shit, what do we think? Are we locked in? Do we want to do any ad drops?
I know your fifth pick is locked in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Dude, more like Chris Paynes and Gaines.
Andy, I will give you $1,000 if you can name one other song from that album.
Achy Breaky Heart?
Not even the same artist.
Oh. Is it not?
No! That's Billy Ray Cyrus!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I messed that one up.
Not all.
Dude, something about a mountain or a wolf. Cowboy
hats look the same.
Is there something about a mountain or a wolf in one of his songs?
No, those are just on the shirts of the people.
Something about weather, like when the thunder rolls?
Same artist, not that album.
And the lightning strikes?
Dude, no, that's that song about the OKC thing.
The thunder?
No. The other thing that wasn't good.
Oh. Yeah. There was a it sounded like thunder, apparently.
Lightning.
I think it's talking about domestic violence.
Thunder rolls, then the lightning strike.
Bah, bah, bah.
Is that the song?
Yeah, that's that was I think a previous album.
That's Gartholomew Brooks.
Dude, shout out to Toby.
Gartholomew.
I don't know.
Gartholomew Brooksington.
Yep. All right, Andy. What are our teams?
All right, for Andy's team of 1993 songs. Number one, Mr. Jones by the Counting Crows. Two, Electric Relaxation, Tribe Called Quest. Three, UNITY.
UNITY, that's the unity.
Who you calling a bitch?
Queen Latifah. Oh, sorry.
Number four, When You Come Undone. Duran Duran. And five, Informer. Snow, Ben's gonna find out your penis size.
Touch my booty here with nasty.
And for James's team of 1993 songs. Pick number one, Cherub Rock, Smash and Pump. Number two, Dreams by the Cranberries. Three, Gotta Keep Your Head Up, Tupac. Four, Living on the Edge, Aerosmith. And that sweet cover with them sweet, sweet titties. Five, Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up, Chris Gaines.
Garth Brooks.
For Drew's team of 1993 songs, Insane in the Brain, Cypress Hill. Shout out, Randy. Number two, Heart-Shaped Box, Nirvana.
Did you not shout out Randy during my pick?
Number three, Ain't Nothing to Fuck With, Wu-Tang. Number four, My Name is Mud, Primus. And number five, Whoop, Whoop, That's the Sound of the Police, KRS-One. And for Ben's team of 1993 songs, Sippin' on Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg. Number two, Daughter, Pearl Jam. Number three, Steve Young's favorite band, Because of the Night, 10,000 Maniacs. Number four, The Sign, Ace of Base. And number five, Crash Test Dummies.
I like how you spelled, like, I'm looking at the...
Yeah!
I'm looking at the fucking board here, and Andy spelled out all the ums, like... So much, and then just wrote CTD, Crash Test Dummy. But he put like 9 M's per and then CTD. shit.
I don't know why that's funny, but it really is.
CTD. Isn't that what football players get when they get their heads like banged up a little bit?
My favorite guy on TikTok, Trap House Sports, for the first like game of the season, is like professional C or competitive CTE is back. Isn't that wrong?
Well, hey, before we go, everybody, real quick, give me one of your favorite things from the era of 1993. You being, think about you being 11-ish. 10, 11. What's one of your favorite things from back then?
Hmm.
I mean, at that age, I was still getting up for Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah. And there's truly just not an experience like waking up before everybody else, trying to be as quiet as hell because, like, my room was upstairs, and the house that my stepdad built was love the man, not the greatest builder. Everything squeaked. Getting downstairs, getting my bowl of cereal, and watching, like, Cowboys Blue Mesa or Pirates of Dark Water, or just, like, I remember that, and I feel bad that kids today don't have that experience because they can watch it whenever they want.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Fire.
Classic.
Yeah. I'll go with the A&W root beer.
Ooh. Yeah.
Float, you know?
Dude, I had a root beer float today.
One of those A&W stores. Oof.
I use Virgil's root beer, but I had a root beer float today.
Damn fancy.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking?
Publix had a buy one, get one last week.
You know what I was thinking of in this era? Like, my sister played softball. My sister's 5 years older than me, and I remember, like, being dragged to her softball games. Yeah. And I would just go and, like, play with all the other kids whose sisters were also playing softball at the time.
Yeah.
And I'd also have, like, my parents would always give me, like, $5, and I would just go buy as many Airheads as I could for $5.
Oh, geez, you weren't going, like, give me one corn dog and one mozzarella. No,
it was just you were like, whatever, as many Airheads as this would buy me, I'd slap it on the counter, and then they'd fucking give them to me. And I always liked to get the Airheads that had the mystery flavor.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
So, I don't know. That's a memory.
Not an Airhead, but do you guys remember Laffy Taffy when they had the big bars and they would have like the crunchy shit on one side?
Yes.
The
sprinkles.
In the summers, we would go out to visit Steve out in Holdridge, Nebraska. There's nothing fucking there, but there was a public pool and he would always give us money and we would buy those, my sister and I. I would punch a baby in the face to have right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I hate that song.
Punch babies in the face? Yeah, me too.
No.
Classic, though.
Oh, no.
Was Laffy Taffy a 93 song?
Oh.
It's like the Laffy Taffy.
Oh. It's as dumb as your boy Toby getting hit while he's in a fucking bubble and it not popping.
Bubble Boy? You still have such disdain for Bubble Boy.
Yeah, man.
Well, now I know I'm getting Andy for Christmas.
Hey, love you, bitch.
Penis.